but this transcript, certainly on the face of it, does not clear the president as they've been claiming.
Yeah, no, the old theory on impeachment was it would help the Republicans. I think that's out the window now. This is a much clearer incident than the Mueller report information. And so when the president released this transcript, you really have to parse your way through it and eliminate all subtext to say no quid pro quo. I mean, I agree with David. It doesn't have to be a quid pro quo. But look at the context. The aid to the Ukraine defensive military aid was held up. The president of the Ukraine asked for anti-tank missiles because he's got a problem, Russian mercenary tanks. And the president says, well, let me talk to you a minute about some other things. You know, I'm a great friend of the Ukraine, except there hasn't really been paid back. Let's get into this Biden matter. I mean, it's a classic shakedown. That's going to be the argument. And I'm telling you, these Senate Republicans, should the Democrats vote impeachment, which I think is far more likely than not, are going to be pinned down to a yes-no answer. And if they provide cover for Donald Trump on this, a clear violation of his role as president, we're going to lose Colorado with Cory Gardner. We're going to lose Maine with Susan Collins. We're going to lose Arizona with McSally. And it's going to be, you know, the Democrats will put the Senate very much in place. So it's not only a question of what they ought to do. The cold, hard politics of it are going to get worse and worse from Trump. And maybe that'll motivate him going forward. I think Romney's right. More facts. I can tell you this. One Republican senator told me if it was a secret vote, 30 Republican senators would vote to impeach Trump.